Next item.
Item number 7, Org Unit 1900, Milwaukee Art Museum, page 366.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm Dan Keegan, Director of Milwaukee Art Museum, and with me is Jane Wilkes, the Chief Financial Officer of the museum. I guess following up on Director Dave Drent's comments, we too are delighted that these agreements are finally finished. We feel very good about where we are in terms of the relationship with the three entities involved, the county, the War Memorial, and, of course, the museum and its leadership. Deeply grateful for the support from Milwaukee County. The changes that you see in the budget reflect the agreements themselves based on the shift in the responsibilities from one in which the War Memorial had the primary responsibility for all of the facilities to a proportioned responsibility based on space occupancy. And so based on the agreements, calculation working with Grafe Engineering computed the actual cubic foot usage based on frequency, occupancy loads, and timing. And so that proportional shift is reflected in the actual agreements. And so what you see on your budget is that direct reflection. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
I was just sort of interested in the number of visitors that you have. And it seems like, what, about 75% of them are outside of Milwaukee County?
Yes. Chairman, we have 400,000 visitors a year to the Milwaukee Art Museum. Our near-term plan calls to increase that by another 100,000. That will be in our new strategic planning process. The supervisors may be interested to know that our third highest attendance by county is Cook County, Illinois. And that shocks a lot of people, but I think it speaks to the fact that the Milwaukee Art Museum, as well as other cultural institutions in this county, draw significantly from outside the area. And Milwaukee County, of course, is the top drawing county for our attendance.
What are your admission rates?
Admission rates are $17 general admission, less than that for seniors, and children are free every day, 12 and under.
Is there a Milwaukee County rate or a Wisconsin rate?
There is a free day provided by support from Target. Target Free First Thursdays of every month provides free admission for every visitor, regardless of where they come from.
Would it be prudent to consider a Milwaukee County rate and a non-Milwaukee County rate, since 75% of the people are coming from outside Milwaukee County?
Well, I think, you know, it's an interesting question and challenge that is posed to us quite frequently. And I would point out the other factual statistic based on the museum's cost of operation. It costs the museum about $45 per visitor to run the museum, and we are charging $17 for the general admission and providing those 12 free days or one per month annually. And the rest of those dollars are made up through contributions. The Art Museum raises approximately $8.5 million a year in contributed revenue. And we feel that the opportunities for access to the museum, we are the only museum within a very large region, including multi-state, that offers free admission to children 12 and under. And that is, we think, a significant benefit package offered to all residents, particularly Milwaukee County, which is the closest geographic area relative to the museum.
Do you know what percentage of your visitors come on the free days?
No, but I can get you that statistic. We'd be happy to do that, because that's all broken down relative to our daily admission numbers.
I mean, it would seem to me you could have a little bit of a revenue stream by charging non-Milwaukee County visitors a little bit more, or charging Milwaukee County visitors a little bit less, if these numbers are correct. And how much government funding are you getting from outside Milwaukee County?
Very little, Chairman. We get a modest amount from the state of Wisconsin and a similarly small amount from the city of Milwaukee.
By modest, you mean?
$10,000 to $25,000 of our $15 million budget. And then on the federal level, it would be situational by specific grant requests. For example, we just received a $150,000 Institute of Museum and Library Service grant to help support the reconfiguration of our painting vault as part of the conservation funding. But those are very situational and certainly not regular funding streams.
Thank you. Any other questions? Supervisor Jersey.
I just have you kicked off your marketing campaign, et cetera. I mean, I think you might want to just mention that to the board a little bit, and the major effort you're going to have to make for the improvements to your museum. You might just mention that, because I think you're your organization does a great job on that.
Yes, thank you, Supervisor, for that question. We are making great progress, and of course, we are deeply appreciative of the $10 million in support for the capital improvements that will be made to the two buildings owned by the county. As you know, in the agreements, the museum has pledged and committed to raising $15 million in addition to that 10. We are over the $10 million mark as of today, so that leaves us about a third of the way to go. Those of us in the fundraising world know that that last third is always the most challenging. But that said, we have tremendous support and interest and enthusiasm because of these historic agreements. And we are quite confident that we will reach that $15 million goal. And our plan is to start the renovations and construction, coordinating with the War Memorial and the county in fall of 2014. And the project will be completely finished. We will have all of the galleries reconfigured and reopened fall of 2015. So,
it might be nice. I hear Supervisor Cullen's questions, and of course we've asked questions like that in past years. But when you do your grand opening, it might be nice to have a specific day for just Milwaukee County to start off with, given the fact that there are significant resources for this going into it. So just a suggestion from me on that. Last question is with regard to O'Donnell. Are you currently parking in O'Donnell Square?
Yes, we are. We just finished a multi-month survey of our visitors, and we were quite surprised to learn that 60% of our visitors park in O'Donnell Garage. And we think it's because of the grand entrance. It's a very convenient parking space coming from the west. And, of course, we have the beautiful bridge coming across for that entrance into the museum. But there's no question that's a huge convenience. Also, to remind you, Supervisor, we have only 100 parking spaces underneath Quadracci Pavilion designed by Calatrava.
Right. Would it affect your organization if you were to lose the parking in O'Donnell?
I think it would. In fact, it would affect more than just the museum. There are a million visitors a year from the three organizations combined, the Art Museum, Discovery World, and Betty Brin. A million a year down at that location. And knowing that the museum's parking is 60% in O'Donnell, I think if that parking were to go away, I guess I don't see how that sale would serve the public good if it went away. Given the future plans for the downtown lakefront, the development, I see the parking demand increasing, not decreasing. Given the museum's long-range plan of increasing its visitorship, tourism, lakefront, Summerfest, monthly parkers, I just don't see the parking demand diminishing at all, if that answers your question.
It does. I guess we'll let the facts speak for themselves. I appreciate that input, and these are all concerns we have. I just want to mention that both Supervisor Stamper and I sit on the Milwaukee Art Museum Board, and I know that board works very hard and has real love for that institution. So, thank you.
Thank you. Anything further for Mr. Keaton? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
The work that's going to be done, the renovations and stuff, are RFPs going out for that?
Yes, that's correct. That's all being coordinated through the county offices. Julie Baston is working on that with our project manager, Steve Chamberlain of Chamberlain Group. And I believe that those RFPs have actually gone out for the county work. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you could just maybe send an email about free days versus non-free day attendance, I'd just be curious.
We'll be happy to do that, and thank you for reminding me. If I may just quickly circle back to Supervisor Jurczyk's comment, we will commit to a Milwaukee County Day as part of our grand reopening festivities. I think it's an excellent idea, and we will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisors.
Thank
Appreciate you. The support.
Thank you. Next item.